KJ's Country, 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you on this Thursday morning, and catching up with Ken Branham from Branham's Jewelry as we get another Branham's Building update. People have been following it very closely there in East Dallas. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Kevin.
Woo, what a day today is, huh?
Yeah, welcome winters. Come back,
man,
yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, we had spring, and somehow we missed fall in there somewhere. We're back at winter again, but... Now, we're doing that Branham's Building update here, so let's get an update. With weather like this, I'm sure it's kind of slowing things down a little bit, isn't it?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but we're still down here working. So, I mean, we're actually still shoveling a little bit of snow. So, but yeah, everybody's on deck, ready to work on it today. So
now, is
we're
most
moving forward.
Most of the work going to be done on the inside today? Is that where most of it gets done? Give us a quick update, a little preview about what's going on the inside right now.
Well, on the inside, we've got what we're using for our space, and for those that don't know, we're not using the whole building.
Right.
We're only using about a third of it. So our walls are up, and they're waiting on getting started on the electrical and plumbing and that sort of thing. And then that's coming along quite well. Everything's moving along as planned, and we've got some rather dramatic design ideas in the inside that we're working on some of those features today indoors to get them ready to go into the showroom, but can't reveal everything that's going on. But it's pretty amazing, and it's going along real well. So on the outside, though, with that, everybody's anxious to see what's going on behind that plastic, and I've been saying that, we're going to be done with it, but it looks good, and I think they're going to start taking that off Monday and Tuesday. So next week, everybody will be able to see what the overall look is on the front, and I think they're going to be pleased.
I think they will, too. We won't give anything away about what they're going to see when that plastic comes down. Now, be out there to take a look, because so far, the top part that we're getting to see really looks nice. That is one sharp design there at the corner, for sure.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. It was hard to cover up that green for everybody, but...
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's
but,
right.
But so far, everybody seems to like what we came up with, and making the cornerstone of East Tawas a more pleasing and inviting venue. So
that's right. Now, are we still looking at hopefully sometime in the spring for the big grand opening?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
That's our goal. I mean, if barring any unforeseen obstacles, we're still shooting for May. So so far so good.
Sounds good. Well, Ken, I know we'll get another update with you next week. In fact, hopefully by next week when we talk to you on Thursday, we'll know what's behind that plastic there, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I know you got some more shoveling to do there. So, hey, thanks for joining us this morning, and please be safe out there, Ken.
You bet. Thanks, Kevin.